No, the stimulus payments were technically an advanced tax credit. It is not taxable income. And some more good news, Dimitri. Stimulus payments won't reduce any refund you might have coming, and it won't affect your reportable income when it comes to qualifying for federal government assistance or benefit programs.
What if you qualified for stimulus money, but you didn't get all of it or received less than you were actually entitled to?
Then you need to claim that credit as a credit on your tax return. It's called the Recovery Rebate Credit, and the IRS says to claim it, you need to file a tax return, even if you're not required to file a tax return this year because of your income. To claim the credit, you do have to file. And by the way, the IRS announced last week that all of the economic impact payments, that's what they call stimulus money, have now been issued to those eligible to receive it, although a few checks and debit cards may still be in the mail and be delivered in the near future.
Somebody may be asking, what about the unemployment compensation I got while I was out of work?
That's another story. To the IRS, jobless benefits are considered ordinary income, no different than if you got the money in your paycheck, so it is taxable. And they are also taxed in some states with a state income tax. Now, this is something important to your listeners because tax liability rules are constantly changing, and some states are trying to help out because of the pandemic. Last week, Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan signed the Relief Act of 2021 into law. It eliminates state and local income taxes for residents on their unemployment benefits on their 2020 return. And it's possible something else could happen like this in other states. So as we say, you're going to need to stay tuned and pay attention to various changes.
Because of the pandemic, a lot of people couldn't get into the office. They were forced to work from home, of course, for most of last year. If you spend your own money on supplies or new office gear, is any of that deductible?
Sorry, it's not. The Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017 eliminated home office deductions for regular employees. So if you're working from home for your company because of the pandemic, your only option is to ask to have some of those office expenses reimbursed. Now, if you are self-employed, you get a 1099 and your house is your principal place of business and you have a dedicated office that's not used for any other purposes, you can deduct certain parts of that on your tax form. You can't just have like a desk in the corner of the garage that doesn't count, and you can't have something in the use your kitchen table as your office. If you have a dedicated space that is only used for your office, then you can have some deductions for that.
Now, I can imagine this loud chorus all over the country, certainly here in Washington. I really need that refund, Herb. How can I get my money as quickly as possible?
Quickest way is to file electronically and have it direct deposited into your financial account. Do that, and in most cases, the IRS says your refund should be to you in 21 days or less. Direct deposit is free, simple, and secure. You can even split your refund to have it deposited into as many as three financial accounts.
And were the rules changed at all this year for charitable deductions?
Yeah, they were. You can deduct up to $300 in cash donations made to qualifying charities last year, even if you don't itemize. That's a big deal. This one-time deduction was created by the CARES Act, and it lowers both your adjusted gross income and taxable income, which should result in tax savings.
Finally, the tax filing season began a couple weeks late. Is the tax filing deadline still good old April 15th?
That's what the IRS says. It says it has no plans at this time to extend the deadline as it did last year. At this moment, it is still April 15th.